Pierre Movilus, born 17 August 1952, is an Argentine former professional tennis player, number one of the Grand Prix seasons in 1974, 1975 and 1977, who won four Grand Slam tournaments, 1 year end Masters, nine Grand Prix Super Series titles and 62 total ATP titles. World Tennis, Agence France-Presse and Livre du Tennis 1977, Christian Colin Bernard Fickett, among others rankings and publications, rated him as world number one in 1977 while others ranked Borg or Connors number one. In the ATP computer rankings, he peaked at number two in April 1975, a position that he held for a total of 83 weeks. He was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 1991, 2 years after his first retirement. Known for his prolific match play, especially on clay, he became the second man to win more than 900 matches in the Open era, and his number of match wins on clay, 659, is by far the most of the era. His peak was the 1977 season, during which he won two major titles, both on clay, had two long match win streaks of 46 all-surface and 53 on clay, and finished with an Open era record of match wins. In 2016, the Daily Telegraph ranked him as the third best male clay court player of all time, behind Rafael Nadal and Bjorn Borg. In 2018, Steve Tigner for Tennis Magazine, US, ranked him as the 16th greatest tennis player of the Open era. Raised in the seaside resort of Mar del Plata, Vilas was a southpaw and played his first tour event in 1968. He was in the year-ending top 10 from 1974 through 1982. He was a clay court specialist but also played well on hard, grass, and carpet surfaces. He won four Grand Slam titles, the 1977 French Open and the 1977 US Open, both played on clay, and the 1978 and 1979 Australian Open, both played on grass. He was also the runner-up at the French Open three times, 1975, 1978, and 1982, and at the Australian Open once, January 1977. In 1974, he won the year-end Masters Grand Prix title. In addition, he won seven Grand Prix Super Series titles, 1975-80, the precursors to the current Masters 1000. A left-handed baseliner, Vilas's best year on tour was 1977 when he won two of the four Grand Slam singles tournaments and 16 of the 31 Association of Tennis Professionals tournaments he entered. His playing record for 1977 was 130 wins against 15 losses. Not including the Masters year-end championship, he won 72 of his last 73 ATP matches in 1977. The highest point during this phenomenal run was winning the last US Open played at Forest Hills against Jimmy Connors 2-6, 6-3, 7-6, 7-4, 6-0 in a match where Vilas surprised his American rival by attacking the net. In 1977 he won seven consecutive titles after Wimbledon, Kitzbühel, clay, Washington, clay, Louisville, clay, South Orange, clay, Columbus, clay, US Open, clay, and Paris, clay, and set up a 46-match all-surface winning streak, third all-time behind Bjorn Borg's records of 49 and 48 consecutive matches won. He also had a record 53-match winning streak on clay courts, which stood until the record was broken by Rafael Nadal in 2006. Both his winning streaks were terminated in October 1977 by Elena Stase in the final of the Aix-en-Provence tournament. In that best-of-five-set final, Vilas dropped the first two sets by 6-1, 7-5 and then retired in protest of Nastase's use of a spaghetti-strung racket, which was banned shortly after by the ITF. After that he won a further 28 matches in a row with titles at Tehran, Bogotá, Santiago, Buenos Aires, all on clay, and Johannesburg, hard. That run was ended in the Masters semi-finals by Bjorn Borg. Even though he won 16 ATP singles titles, including the French Open and the US Open and was the runner-up at the January edition of the Australian Open in 1977, Vilas was never ranked by the ATP as world number one during 1977, which was due to the fact that the rankings at the time were based on the average of a player's results. He was instead year-end world number two, behind Jimmy Connors, who won the Masters and six other titles and was the runner-up at Wimbledon and the US Open in 1977. Nevertheless, World Tennis Magazine listed Vilas as 1977 year-end world number one, and Borg number two. Argentine journalist Eduardo Pupo and Romanian mathematician Marian Chulpin investigated the 1973-78 period records and delivered a detailed report with more than 1,200 pages in which they came to the conclusion that Vilas should have been ranked number one for 5 weeks in 1975 as well as during the first 2 weeks of 1976, and handed over their research to the ATP at the end of 2014. Although the study was not refuted to this day, in May 2015 the ATP announced it had decided not to make official the number one position for Vilas because it happened in the interval between the publications of the official rankings. Vilas retired from the ATP Tour in 1989 but still played on the ATP Challenger Series until 1992. He was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 1991. Vilas was in the stands at Flushing Meadows to cheer on his countryman, Juan Martín Del Potro, who beat Roger Federer in an upset in the 2009 US Open Final.